G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
Hugh and Grant for breakfast on Triple M.
Now, if you've been up for the last half hour or so, you would have heard me play a song. It was by A-ha. Now, over the course of the weekend, Metallica have done a cover version of it. It's not as good as the original, I can tell you, but I cannot wait to play it for you later on this morning. There's a whole host of other things going on as well. Four Seasons coming up. We've got Rolling Stones for you too, but let's jump straight into it this morning.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
As we start the day today, I was laughing over a coffee early this morning as I got into work. An outraged woman has revealed that her father-in-law apparently sent her a bill for $280 because she broke a wine glass at his home. Now, it doesn't tell us why he sent the bill or anything else, but my question to you is would you send a bill for accidental damage at your place to friends or family? Would you have that much gumption to do something like that? I would be horrified if I got a bill for breaking a glass, and I think I'd be horrified sending one out to family and friends as well. But I would love to hear from you. 132710 is the number to call, especially if it's happened to you, by the way. 132710. Otherwise, jump online, hit us up at the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page. Tell us all about your stories there.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Maybe a song for all the blokes out there today getting it together. Mother's Day is coming up this weekend, and in the lead up to Mother's Day, I tell you what, we have been talking about an incredible prize that we are giving you the chance for your mum to win. It's a dinner party with renowned local chef Kirby Shearing for your mum and nine of her friends. It's valued up to $2,000, and it would be sensational because Kirby and his team, they do everything for you. They bring everything that they need. They take it all the way afterwards. You just get a brilliant dinner party and a chance to relax with friends or family and have a great night. Now, it's all thanks to McCourt's Garden Centre and Florist, the Grand Hotel in Millicent, Mahalia Coffee, Sassy Gift Home Living, Time at the Lakes, Canopy Interiors, Bare Necessities Lingerie, Mount Gambier Central, Store 21, Mount Gambier Marketplace, and the Rope Hotel, to name just a few of the businesses that have all got on board to help make your mum's day absolutely sensational. So if you're a mum, if you have got a mum, if you would like to put her in the draw to see if we can make you a winner, now is your opportunity to do so because time is running out. You've only got a couple of days to get in on the chance to win. So jump online, triplem.com.au. I know my mum would love a dinner party. Any chance to be pampered and not to do any of the work would be absolutely sensational. Triplem.com.au. Go to our win page. You'll find all the details there.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Triple M.
It is time for us to catch up and check in with Karcher, find out what is making news across the southeast this morning. As we start the day, it's a huge good morning.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, emergency services have been called to a rural property in Narracourt overnight. This weekend saw thousands flock to the region for this year's Generations in Jazz Fest. Recruitment specialist Robert Half have released new data, and four junior basketballers have been chosen to compete in the Australian Country Junior Basketball Cup. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Coach is going to be back in the next 10, and oh my goodness, by the way, Generations in Jazz on the weekend. What a sensational achievement. And well, just checking out some of the photos on social media as Saturday rolled on by with the Cat Empire concerts. My goodness, what a show they put on.
He's the guy who loves to tell you what's happening across the Limestone Coast
and even over the border.
It's Ewan for Brekkie
on 963 Triple M.
On 963 Triple M, I tell you what, if you would like the opportunity to give blood this week, you can do so. The Red Cross Mobile Blood Service is back in the Limestone Coast in Mount Gambier at the Bowling Club. They're driving down today. They're going to be in town from 12:30 the Savo till 5 p.m. tonight, taking your donations. And there are donations available right the way across the week as well, because they will be here till about 2:30 on Friday. What you can do is roll up your sleeve and give blood at any point. You can make an appointment by calling 13 14 95 or visiting donateblood.com.au.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
I talked at the start of the show about the fact that Metallica had covered an a-ha classic, Take On Me. Now, the boys were playing to Norwegian fans, which is how it came about, that they played the biggest hit. And apparently, from what I understand, it wasn't something that everybody in Metallica wanted to do. Now, I was hoping for something maybe a little bit better than how Metallica did it. But check this out. This is amazing. Triple M, the boys from Metallica doing their best to do a cover of a-ha Take On Me. And while they didn't hit the high notes, I tell you what, the stadium sounded amazing with everyone getting behind it and having a sing-along as well.
It's Ewan for breakfast on 963 Triple M.
Hey, I'm going to talk for just a moment about a grub who left some rubbish at one of our tourist spots. I was looking at one of the chat groups for Mount Gambier online over the course of the weekend, and it is, well, it's beyond belief that someone's going to dump something at one of our tourist introductions to town and just leave it there for somebody else to clean up. It puts our city in a terrible light, and I would hate to think that this was happening anywhere across the Limestone Coast, whether we're talking Narracourt, Millicent, Penola, any of the smaller towns across the region as well. And to think that somebody decided that it was just a good idea to dump their rubbish and let somebody else clean it up is truly beyond me. I'd love to know whether you've seen instances of that. You can tag us into the Limestone Coast Triple M Facebook page. I'd like to know whether anybody else has seen anything else like that across the city or across the Limestone Coast. But while I was flabbergasted, I was more than flabbergasted, actually. I said a few things that I can't say on radio when I saw the pictures, and I just went, idiots.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
With the help of Bunches and Bouquets, the Mount Gambier Hotel, Angus and Coote, Jen's Hotel, Faith Jewellers, Red Gum Country, and a host of other businesses from right the way across the Limestone Coast. Right now, and I do mean right now, we are giving your mum the chance to win something pretty spectacular for Mother's Day. Now, it doesn't happen to happen on Mother's Day. It can happen anytime over the next few weeks. But what we want to do is we want to reward mum with a dinner party for her and up to 9 of her friends with renowned local chef Kirby Shearing. Now, Kirby was in my studio last week for a chat, and here is just some of what he had to say about this incredible prize.
A lot of what we do is about the experience, and it's about, I guess, utilising as much local produce as possible. When people say that, they don't really mean it like we do. We really try and tap into it direct at the source. So what it is, it's basically an instant restaurant in your house.
Nice.
Yeah. So
sign me up.
We bring everything into your house. So you know, obviously there's a consultation part of it where we'll design a menu to suit you and the group. So everybody has the same thing. It's a multi-course menu. I'll throw in some bits and pieces that are not seen, that you won't be expecting.
Just go, wow.
Yeah, and it's not things like monkeys on trampolines or anything. It's you know, it's good stuff. It's good fun stuff. And yeah, we just basically come in and rock it and have a good time, and everything's there. You've got cutlery, crockery, the whole lot gets bought in. And the wonderful thing, and this is very interesting. We're talking about it because the other, I think yesterday I got a email from a client from over just about over a week ago. Thank you so much for the dinner. It was great. Oh, and the best part about it is we didn't have to clean up. So if we walk into a kitchen and it's clean, we'll leave it clean. So when you get up in the morning, you've just had this crazy dinner party for all your friends and you don't have to clean. It's awesome. How good is that?
Sensational.
I mean, the food's great as well. Don't get me wrong, but I think it's the cleaning.
But the fact that you're cleaning up, that's right.
Yeah.
Now, if this sounds like an amazing opportunity for your mum, I reckon it's brilliant. I really do. Your mum, nine of her friends, dinner on us here at the Lumstone Coast Triple M. Kirby and the team coming in, doing everything for you, bringing everything that they need, and you guys just having a sensational time. What you want to do, you want to jump online to triplem.com.au. Not only will you find out about Kirby's business, which is Soul Projects, you will also get to enter the draw, see if we can make you a winner. It's all going to happen next week in the lead up to Mother's Day. If you would like your mum to have the chance, jump online, register now at triplem.com.au. By the way, a prize valued at over $2,000. Your mum, nine of her friends, Kirby Shearing, cooking. It sounds incredible, and all you need to do is enter online. Go to our win page. You will find all the details there.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M. I'm going to send a shout out to Jeffrey this morning, to Heather and to Kylie. They have all jumped online to have a look at what we're talking about today. It seems that a lady was given an invoice by her father-in-law for a glass that she broke. Now, this glass, or at least the bill, was $280, which, as Jeffrey said online, makes you wonder about the type of glass that she broke, because at over $200 a glass, that is one incredible set of glassware. Now, I'd love to know whether something like this has happened to you before, whether you would be game enough to send a bill to a family member or a friend if they'd broken a plate or a glass or anything like that. And as Heather said, Heather is a friend of mine, and she jumped online as well. She reckons she buys budget glassware for just that fact. And if the poor bloke could afford $280 a glass, then he can afford to replace it. Jump online, have your say. Give us a call on 13 20 17. I'd love to hear your stories from across the Limestone Coast as to whether this has ever happened to you, or whether you'd be game enough to try it, to try it on to family members and friends.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
On 963 Triple M, Eurovision is almost here. And if you're a Eurovision tragic, you are going to absolutely love it. Jessica Malboy is going to be performing. But there's talk today that Jessica Malboy might not have made it to Eurovision, because one of the choreographed steps in her performance for Eurovision is an epic hair flick, and apparently she gave herself whiplash trying to do it the other day in rehearsals. So luckily she's okay. Luckily her second semi in Eurovision Song Contest is going to go ahead, and by all predictions so far, she looks like being in the top five, which bodes well for being in the final of Eurovision Song Contest as well, all of which is going to play out on our television screens, and I cannot wait for it because I'm a bit of a Eurovision tragic myself. It's 19 after 7, and it is time for us to find out what is making news this morning. If you're just waking up, it's a big good morning to Katja.
Thanks, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, the body of a 56-year-old man was found deceased in a paddock overnight. Officials are praising the success of this year's Generations in Jazz Fest. A new study from recruitment specialist Robert Half has been released, and the City of Mount Gambier Junior Sports Assistant Fund has handed down dollars for local athletes. All of that in sport coming up soon.
A big congratulations to everybody who works tirelessly to put together Generations in Jazz, by the way. What a sensational weekend it was. Some of the photos on social media over the course of the weekend were just incredible.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M. I've been watching a whole lot of Royal wedding programs, because the Royal Wedding is less than 2 weeks away now, and well, it is amazing how much hype there is about the Royal Wedding, and of course about how many people are going to tune in to watch it. I mean, William and Kate, when they tied the knot, it was expected that about 2 billion people were going to watch the program. It was just incredible. It will be amazing to see what happens when Harry and Meghan tie the knot in a couple of weeks' time. And the pomp and ceremony is probably a big draw card to what is going to be an epic television event. And, well, I can guarantee I'll be watching it. I'm pretty sure you will be too. And, well, it's nice to see some great stories for the Royals. And Prince Harry is shaping up after a few tumultuous years to be an amazing young bloke, the man behind the Invictus Games, which are coming to Australia in October, which hopefully will mean that Harry's going to be back on our shores as well.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
It is time to keep you up to date with everything that's happening in the world of local sport. Milo is in the studio with me. Good morning, mate.
Morning, you, and a very special good morning to my fellow Kangaroo supporters. We knocked off the Swannies. Hop, hop into the week, folks. What a great win. We ain't going to finish bottom. Back to local sport, but it went away on the weekend with the Kestet Rural Pioneers, the only team competing in a national competition, and it was the Frankston Blues they took on Saturday night, and the big 100 neat was enough to defeat them 75, so one for one we started the weekend. And the fill-in, Tim Conrad, 25 points, 5 rebounds, Lewis Thomas, 26-14, Eric Burden, 14, and Luke Jamison, 12.7 rebounds, and Kyle Tipanin rounding out the troop, 11-6. Now, that meant on Sunday they took on Kilsyth, who were sitting second on the ladder. They had a red-hot dip, got off to a bit of a slower start, so it was catch-up basketball, and they went down 84-73. That means they sit 3 wins, 3 losses, slotting in 8th position, and percentage is important. And that 11-point loss is not bad for a loss because it's no blowout. And with this year's tight to reduce season comp, percentage is going to be important to get into that 8. Now, looking at players' stats, Tim Conrad again, 30 points and 8 rebounds, the player on loan from Illawarra Hawks. Luke Jamison, 14 and 11. Lewis Thomas, 13 and 7. And that means next Friday night they take on Ngunnawadding Spectres, 7:30 tip-off at the Ice House, and they are second on the ladder, 5 wins and 1 loss. Kilsyth moved to top position. And later on this morning we'll catch up with Coach Richard Hill and find out some more details of where the boys are at. Mm. Now, we're talking Western Border Super 6 footy. There was a split round, so only one game, and Caston Sanford finally got a home game. They defeated South Gympie by 68 points after South had a red-hot dip, and it was only into the second quarter that the home side got control there. And it was sometimes Rebels player, youngster Tynan Shannon, with 5 goals for the Cats, and that was matched by come-home boys having a great season, Callum Curry with 5 as well. South's Todd Reed slotted through 2 goals. Now, next Saturday we have West versus North. North will be hoping to get a lot of regulars back, and the big jungle drum voodoo signal coming through is the Messiah, Justin McConnell, may be back in June. May, little word, big meaning, and it's still a silly season, of course. Now, East Gambier and Millicent will clash, and gee, that's going to be a good game. They're both coming off losses there, so bring it on. And talking East Gambier, on a sad note, condolences to the family of Bob Long, a long-term servant of the club right throughout the spectrum over there. He passed away on the weekend, and he was a great mate of Alan Scott. No doubt they're having a quiet chat and a quiet one together as we speak. Now, Mid-South East Footy League, Tantanoola and Nangwarrion. Tantanoola, 22 goals, 24. Very credible. Well done, Nangers. Competitive, 3-2. Tantanoola, Garrett Haar with 7. Robbie Versace and Cooper Hamilton with 4 goals there. Mount Burr and Robe. Well, this was the test for Robe. Well, they came up pretenders because the Burr boys at home, they crushed them by 62 points. That's 10 goals plus, and they are still reigning premiers, of course. The rest have got to knock them off. Jack Gregory with 4 goals and a very great team spread of goals after that. And Robe, the leading goal kicker, is one of their travellers. Show me the money, Craig Pitt. Port Mac and Hatherley, and what a game this was. Port Mac stole a win by 2 points. Ned Wilkie with 3 for the Bay, and for Hatherley it was Jack Sutherland. And gee, that keeps it alive for a final four spot for Port Mac way down the track. Kalangadu and Congerong clashed, and it was the Hawks in the Battle of the Birds. Sorry, the Magpies in the Battle of the Birds. Out of the blocks, 8-2 to 4-1. Went on to win by 79 points. The thief around goals, Michael Krieger. He snuck another 4. Lockie Jones, Matty Fatchin, and Ty McManus, one of the young guns, with 3 goals there. And leading the way, the coach of Congerong, Bronson Saffin, with 2 goals. Moving now to the Carrie Narracourt Tediara Football League. Keith, 15-point victors over Mundalla. Leading the pack, the Traveller, Ben Simons with 7 goals. Mundalla, the dairy farmer, he saw Thorpe with 4. KLU, gee, they're they're really going great guns this year, the Cougars. They are undefeated on the top of the ladder. They defeated reigning premiers Lucindale by 30 points. We must keep in mind that Lucindale had two guns out, Coach McIntyre and Mill, but all you can do is win. For the Cougars, Coach Nick Murphy, another bag of six goals. For Lucindale, it was the goal sneak Sam Mardling with four. Narracourt defeated Padaway by 20 points, and it was Coach Chris Laddams there for the Demons kicking five goals, and Luke Harder, the ex-Port Magpies player for Padaway Lions, sneaking through six. And Penola and Bordertown clashed, worked out to be a little bit of the percentage for Penola in the Battle of the Birds there as well, 96 points. And one of the young guns, Luke Walker, he kicked four along with Sam Gartner. And the major goal kicker for the Bordertown Roosters was Nick Hampel with three. Lucky last, Border District's first win for the season, 26 points over Kingston. And it was Sean Mouncer with four goals for the Borders, while for Kingston it was Max Wakefield with three. And just before we go to the break, Huey, on a bigger stage, we've got quite a few young fellas representing Glenelg in the under-16s. Well, they won the grand final, belting the opposition Norwood by 63 points yesterday. Well done to everyone there. And in the goal kickers, Will Schreiber with three. Bryn Carmody and Luke Pedler and Will Schreiber were named in the best players. And well done to the other boys that made up that team from the southeast: Regan Tink, Gus Driver, Jaden Grosser and Hayden Tunkin. And a special well done, ex-Padaway resident player, coach, who's now the talent manager, and he coaches that under-16 side, Kieran Hicks.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Mother's going to be back after 8, and we're going to be talking more sport around the Limestone Coast this morning, Monday, starting the working week in style, though. And, well, there's reports of a ridiculous amount of money that one bloke in Sydney Airport paid for a bottle of water. And I kid you not, I mean, most of us would pay probably, what, $2, $3, $4, maybe even $5 for a bottle of water these days. But this bloke forked out $9.17 for a bottle of water. And it makes me wonder about when you've had to pay an exorbitant price for something, whether it be food or drink, whether it be at somewhere like Sydney or Melbourne Airport, whether it's going to a sports match, because let's face it, we all hear about our sporting venues charging exorbitant fees for food and beverages. I'd love to hear from you, 13 27 10, if you've got a story to tell, but $9.15 just for a bottle of water.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport, thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Now, we've talked a whole lot of footy news around the Limestone Coast this morning. It's time for us to talk netty as well. Marlo is back in the studio. Hello again.
Yes, Ewan. It was a big occasion at Island Park, Casson, because some time ago they had the floods, of course, and it fixed up their netball courts nicely. Well, after a lot of work and some spondoolies from the government, which is dollars for those young ones that don't know what that means, showing me age, it was their first game on their home court. South Gambier went over. And just to make it a little bit more of an event, neither South or Caston Sanford in the A-grade netty had won a game. So it was a mini final, and in fact, I think it's round one of the wooden spoon. And the South girls weren't unhappy after a good game, 53 to the Cats, 46. And next Saturday, of course, we'll have East versus Millicent and West versus North as well. Now, heading down to Mid-AC League in the A-grade, Tandanoola defeated Nangwari 68-44. It was Mount Burr defeating Robe 60-45. Hatherley defeated Port Mac 53-30, and Congrong went down to Clangadoo 46-76. It's a promising scoreline by the rebuilding Congrong Hawks there, but again, Clangadoo out and out favourites to win lost count premiership again. And we must remind everyone, it's a big weekend in Mid-AC footy and netty, the family league, because it's turning pink and blue. They're raising funds for local breast and prostate cancer awareness support groups locally, and of course home grounds this week will be Glencoe Road, Port Mac and Nangwari. And the family league is looking forward to the support of all the players, supporters in the league for this good fundraiser. Moving up to the big league, K&T and A-grade netty. Keith 57 defeated Mundala 42. Lucindale 78, too good for the Cougars, KLU 39. Narracourt 80 defeated Padaway 23. Bordertown 62 defeated Penola 55. And Kingston 45. They got over Border Districts 40 in the close one. Now up to Mount Gambier Netball Association. It was Amazons 26 going down to Hobbit 67. Likewise, Lakes 13 were defeated by Saints 69. And Nomad 16 defeated Vickies 56, and Intruders 48. They defeated Zodiacs 38, and no doubt that was a good game. Now, Southeast Women's Football Association, Bendigo Bank is their valued sponsor. It was the Pink Ribbon Grand Finals, Blue Lake Sports Park on Saturday. Under 15s, it was Apollo City 2 defeating Central Zip, and Adele Wilkinson got those two goals, so she had a good game. And the senior result, it was Central's 1, Kia Connolly kicking that one, versus United 1, Ella Firth. Now, that meant, again, like last week, extra time. And in the penalty shootout, after no scores in that extra time, United 3, they got up to defeat Central's 1. And, of course, got a note here from El Presidente Frank Wilcox. A big thank you to all the clubs and people that helped with the barbecue and all the sofa committee members that helped set up and pack up. Many hands make light work, Huey.
They
and
do.
Just before we head out, Limestone Coast Football Association, the big boys, the Belgiano Cup, just love those wood-fired pizzas. Now, it was in the seniors, International 3 defeated Apollo 2, and that means the tally on the Cup's head-to-head is 12-8 in Inter's favour, and they too had to have extra time because it was all tied up. And in extra time, we got those 3-2 goals. And it was Inter, Matt Buetti, Sam Buetti and Chris Fallis spearing those. And the lone shooter for Apollo was Lungani Emmanuel with 2. In the reserve, Narrakut 1 defeated Blue Lake Zip. Under-17s, International 2 good for Apollo and a close one, 4-3. And under-14s, Blue Lake 4 defeated Apollo Zip. And the little boys, under-12, Central's 5, they were too good. No doubt celebrated with a soft drink over International 1.
Triple M's Club Cash.
On your local 963 Triple M, Club Cash is what we've been giving away for the last couple of weeks. And the captain of the club, Al, was back on Friday. Kirsten was lucky enough to score big.
Now, it really does pay to be a member of the club with our Club Cash. We're giving you the chance to win $500. You're just going to tell us what you're keen to spend it on. Now, Kirsten's jumped on board, and you've told us that if you had $500 to spare, you'd go out and buy some non-mum jeans. Talk us through this one.
I just need some new pants, and I'd like some jeans that aren't don't look like mum jeans.
Fair enough, too. You want to get some shoes to match as well. What type of kicks are we talking here?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe some trainers or Nike boots.
Lovely. Lovely. And on top of that, maybe a gym membership to fit into them.
Yeah. I need the gym so I can fit into the pants and wear pants with the shoes.
Now, Kirsten, I got to tell you, I love the start of your entry where it says not on bills this time in capital. Obviously, if money usually comes your way, that's the first thing that you spend it on, isn't it?
Yeah, most people do, don't they?
Well, unfortunately, that's the case, but I'm really hoping that when we send you the $500, you do go out and you buy those jeans and those shoes and the gym membership. You're our latest winner. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you. That's amazing.
$500 Club Cash coming your way, and this is just one of the many benefits of being a club member. So if you haven't signed up like Kirsten has, jump on board. Let us know what you'd spend $500 Club Cash on, and I could be calling you soon with some very awesome news.
That is how it all ended up on Friday afternoon, and Al's going to be back this Friday with another chance at $500 cold hard cash. Would you like to win it? Jump online, triplem.com.au, become a Triple M club member, and we'll see if we can make you a winner soon on your local.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. I'm making a whole heap of assumptions, but online this morning, there is talk about a bloke who obviously had a bit of a dinner party around because he was using glasses that were $280 a pop, or at least that's how much he's charging for them. Apparently it was a family get together, and an outraged woman has revealed that her father-in-law sent her a bill for $280 because she broke a wine glass at his home. Now, wine glasses at $280 a pop is just a little excessive to me. I want to know whether anything like this has ever happened to you in the past, and whether if someone broke a cup or maybe a coffee mug, maybe a plate, anything like that, whether you would be brave enough to ask them to replace it, to send them a bill, friends and family. A lot of people have jumped online this morning, and most people have just laughed at this poor bloke trying to get $280 out of his daughter-in-law. But I'd love to hear from you. 132710, of course, is the number to call.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. We're talking more sport this morning. Marlo is back with me in the studio. And, mate, we have got Healy on the line.
Yes, good morning, Coach. Coach at Real Pioneers, Richard Hill. And one out of two ain't bad, Healy. And it started off with a 100-75 victory over Frankston on Saturday night. So out of the blocks and went on with it.
Yeah, played pretty well on Saturday night. In fact, probably, given all the circumstances, probably one of our best road wins for a long time. I'm really pleased with the way the guys attacked it on Saturday night and put the foot to the metal and all the way through 40 minutes of some of our best basketball. So really pleased with that.
And the fill-in, Tim Conradi, or however we want to say it, 25 points, 5 rebounds. Lewis Thomas getting better every week, 26 and 14, doing everything. Eric Burden, 14. Luke Jamison, 12 and 7. And Cole Tippany slotting in nicely, 11 and 6. And, of course, that meant fronting Kilsyth, who at that stage was sitting second on the ladder. And they ended up getting us 84-73. We're in the game, but it was their start, 22-14, so we're in catch-up mode for that game.
Yeah, look, we came out pretty solid, but we made a couple of mistakes early and sort of paid for that. They knocked down some shots. They're a really good team. Fought our way back, which I was really pleased with the guys, because some guys were playing 35, 36 minutes the night before. They were fresh, got back into the lead, middle of the third quarter, and just couldn't close it out. They had a bit much for us in the end, so yeah, pretty good weekend, really, Milo. Don't like honourable losses, but couldn't fault the guys' effort. Like, we played 8 really, really tough quarters on the weekend.
Yeah, Kilsyth moved to top spot. Even slate for our boys, 3-3, sitting in 8th position. That percentage is important. You can't have a blowout bit the way the comp is. Now, next time, Kilsyth, given our best side, we got them covered.
Oh, look, if we can get our best side out there, a high-standard game. They had 6 guys, either imports or NBL players, contracted players. So that's a high-standard game. And, guys are right there. Tim Conrad certainly helped us, no question about that. But, like, you know, pretty hard for him to expect to replace 3 guys.
That's
so
right.
He was a big help for us. Big help. He had a great weekend, really fitted in well with the crew. And he, along with Lewis Thomas, had a terrific weekend. You know, like, he just really battled his butt off and played some great ball, as did all the guys. They all battled really hard.
All about team. Tim Conrad, 30-8. Luke Jamison, 14-11. The man you mentioned, Lewis Thomas, 13-7. Now, no more niggles or injuries to take into the next game against Nunawading Spectres, who are second on the ladder Friday night at the Ice House.
No, big night Friday night with Nunawading coming in. Came to it, and we managed to get him on court. Like, it was below his best, no question about that. But he got through okay, so hopefully he'll be better. And maybe we might get one of these guys back Friday night, so try and help us out. So it'll be a huge night with one of our fans out there on Friday night for us.
And just before we let you go, Tim Conrad, have we got him basically as long as we want him? What's the situation?
Look, we discussed that today. I think he's indicated that, it's difficult for him. He's got a business in Wollongong. He's got a family in Wollongong. We don't want fly-ins and fly-outs. It's not part of how we do things. So we'll talk about that. It just depends whether we're getting guys back this week. I'm not really sure on the length of time with our fellas. So, they're all tricky injuries.
As always, thanks for your time, Coach Richard Hill. Catch that Real Pioneers. We'll talk Friday to see how you're plotting and planning to knock Nunawading Spectres off the top of the ladder.
Good on you, Milo. You guys have a good week.